As many of you, we've spent time, and I've spent time in the legislature as an advocate for taxpayers, looking out for all Missourians, and this legislation would continue that work as we focus on the protection of seniors and those who are disabled from being suffering the crime of financial exploitation. A lot of times right now, it's an after-the-fact sort of process. This is an attempt to try to deal with that issue before the money is gone. The financial professionals, and I will say that there are a number of folks from the financial services industry here to testify in favor of the bill. Uniquely, I think, with this piece of legislation as it relates to this area of law, there really has been a consensus, and the folks in that sector are very supportive of this bill. This bill, the financial professionals who reasonably believe financial exploitation of elderly or disabled individuals, when that is occurring, they may refuse to make a disbursement from the investment account for up to 10 days. In that time, the financial institution, DHSS, and law enforcement can investigate the transaction to ensure that it is appropriate and not exploitive. Secretary of State, through the Commissioner of Securities, shall provide financial professionals with training to identify exploitation. A few terms that are relevant for this bill. It does define qualified individuals as those folks who are in the financial services sector and who are controlling or through a an agency relationship with their clients, directing dollars. It does define what it means to be elderly or disabled. We're not creating anything new there, but using current statutes, and allows essentially, the gist of the bill would be that it allows a 10-day period if there is a reasonable belief of that financial professional that there is exploitation taking place. There's examples that'll be given earlier. We've all seen some of the letters that are sent, saying that someone is in Europe and being held hostage, or there's a bunch of scams out there, and I think the elderly and disabled are particularly vulnerable for that. This is voluntary for the financial services folks, but would allow them a tool to deal with this on the front end. It does not have a fiscal note.